Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Randy.
I am Dak.
And this is Ryan.
Did you know your name for a second?
I almost forgot my own name there for a second.
What do I call myself? And this week, though, we have an awesome episode. Our affinity for giving scores and ranks and orders to things has resulted in this, what we will call the best Disney park in the United States.
Yeah, we just can't get away from ranking. Like, it's just ingrained in who we are.
You know, when I get in the car sometimes, my youngest son, he just starts peppering off these questions. What's the fastest car? What's the slowest car? Who's got the best car? It's usually about cars of some sort, right? And then he'll just go on and on and on. And I realize that he gets that from me. Like, I want to have order to things. I need to know what is the ranking. When I get my motor trend, I'm like, show me the scores, right?
Yeah.
Who came out on top? Well, you're full of crap.
It's human. It's human nature to rank. It's human nature to compete one with another, to pit things versus. I mean, why would we not rank our best and most favorite park?
Well, and here's the thing, right? We are three Disney nerds, right?
Yes.
And everyone who knows us,
yes.
Everyone who knows that about us, and they constantly ask us that question. Well, which one's the best park?
Yeah.
They don't ask which one's our favorite park. They ask which one's the best park. And so
yeah, it's like if you had 2 days at Disney, which parks would you do?
Yeah. And so you got to come back and say, okay, well, how would I determine which one's the best? Well, let's come up with some criteria. We have done that. And now we're going to tell you what the answer is. We're going to tell you today what is the best Disney park in the United States.
Definitively.
Yeah. This is scientific.
100% scientific. Like, you can't.
According to my brain.
Yeah. So this is what we're doing today, guys. I think this will be a lot of fun. What we're doing is we're taking all of the U.S. parks. So by definition, our parks are Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Disneyland, and Disney's California Adventure. So we take each park, we're going to divide it up into just three main categories, which is any attraction within that park, the shows that are within that park, so that's any entertainment, whether that's a live action show that's going on, or whether that's a fireworks show or a nighttime spectacular of some kind. Our third category will be the food. So that is everything from your churro cart and little snack cart all the way on up to a full dining reservation, fancy schmancy restaurant that you go to and eat in the parks there. But it has to be to that park. It cannot be anything outside the park, like a, you know, hotel or something like that nearby. We're only doing in the actual park itself. So then what we're going to do is we're going to rank each one. We're going to rank them 1 to 6. You can only give 1 point value to each individual park. Once you use that point value, it is off the board, and you have to rank the other parks accordingly.
Yep. And then we're just going to average them up, right? We'll average up the categories, and then we'll take the categories and average them and give a score to the top overall park.
And again, there is no science to this. This is straight up just what we think. Our personal opinion.
Yeah.
I guess let me ask this question. Should we average the categories to come up with the score for the park, or should we total the categories for the score for the park?
I think it'll be the same.
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, the number will be different, but the ranking, I think, will.
Yeah, when you average, you're going to get into these fractional numbers a little bit more.
Yeah.
This is so scientific. Yeah. We're adjusting our science on the fly.
Yeah.
That's right. I say we give it just a total ranking, and we'll see which one ranks the highest. So let's get into it. So the first one I have, let's do by category. So we'll go each park. We'll give it its assessed point value, and then we'll move on to the next category. So the first category and park is Magic Kingdom. So just to give you an idea of some of the attractions you'll find at Magic Kingdom, of course, Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder Mountain, Tron, Pirates, Dumbo, all of your classics, right?
People Mover, Carousel of Progress,
Peter Pan, some amazing...
Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is unique to the Magic Kingdom. So, fellas, 1 out of 6, Where did you put your Magic Kingdom?
Magic Kingdom, attractions. That's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
Four.
Wow.
I had a four as well.
What?
Hold on, hold on. I gotta put this into the trusty spreadsheet. That's our scientific calculator.
I have Magic Kingdom ranked number two.
Wow.
Oh, hold on. You ranked it two, or you gave it 5 points?
I have it ranked of the six parks within the U.S.
You didn't do this right, I think. You're supposed to get the most points, right? Did I do this wrong?
Six is the highest.
Six is the highest. So if you're ranking it two, you're giving it 5 points, Ryan.
The scoring system is messed up. Okay. I just got to reverse my numbers here.
Two-thirds of this group was on the same page here.
I just got to reverse my numbers. I got confused with your introduction to spreadsheets on the Excel. So
I just changed the whole thing as we're typing here, so you know.
So then it's number five. All right. For me.
All right. Okay. Wow. This makes for an amazing podcast right now.
Okay. Now, our listeners are with us. They're not going to go anywhere. They get our uniqueness.
They can't go anywhere. They're locked in their car in the middle of their commute. All right.
How long is this episode?
They already know that we're dumb. I mean, we're just
solidifying that fact. Okay. Here we go. All right.
Are we going to talk about why or... Or are we just going to move on? I mean,
let's give our rankings and then let's argue why we feel like our top two or three are who they are.
Okay. All right. Otherwise, we'll never get through this. I think that's true. Right.
All right. Next one on our list I have is Animal Kingdom. So your attractions, of course, are Flight of Passage, the Kilimanjaro Safaris, Everest. Trying to think of Dinosaur is another one. Trying to think of any other attraction. Cali River Rapids. Any others you'd throw out there?
1 point.
Wow, dude, we are locked in. I gave Animal Kingdom a one as well.
Okay, so based on my new ranking system, I also gave it a one.
Okay. I think no surprise there.
Yeah, we're in agreement there. All right, the next
one. Now, if they hadn't gotten rid of the what's that whirling thing?
Or the dinosaur spin?
No. There was, Triceratops spin. That's you know, maybe it would have ranked higher, but they got rid of Triceratops spins. No, I'm joking. Totally joking.
All right. Next on the list, Epcot. We call it Epcot. Okay. So you got Spaceship Earth, Test Track, Turtle Talk with Crush, Remy's Ratatouille. Of course, you have Guardians Cosmic Rewind. Anything else I'm missing, fellas? Grand Fiesta Tour. Great actions there.
Yeah, I think you guys might be surprised with my scoring on this one. So I want to go last.
I gave it a two.
Ryan?
I guess I gave it a two. I'm still looking at my math here. I'm like, am I doing this right? I gave it a two.
How did you rank it? Did you rank it fifth out of six?
I ranked it fifth out of six. So that's it's 2 points, right? Yeah. But the other attractions aren't coming up.
All right. Well, listen, guys, we're dialed in. I gave it a two as well, right? Wow. You know my affinity for Cosmic Rewind, but
This is an overall ranking for
It's an overall ranking. We're comparing them to the parks for attractions.
Yes. So awesome! Wow. This is amazing that we're coming in on this. All right, next one I had, Disney's Hollywood Studios. So we got Alien Swirling Saucers, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, Rise, Slinky Dog, Star Tours, Toy Story Mania, Tower of Terror. Man, there's some big hitters in the Hollywood Studios.
Ryan, what's your funny math say?
What park are we talking about?
Hollywood.
Oh my
Studios.
Gosh.
Okay, no, I got it. I got it.
This is an episode where we really need the video to be going along with this.
Yes.
Okay, I've got it. No, I do need to. So Hollywood Studios, I gave it a three.
I gave it a three as well.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
do me a favor, though.
I'm coming in at a six on Hollywood Studios.
I respect that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was your number one?
I think it's the number one park for attractions when you put the totality of them together.
I like it. All right.
So actually, do me a favor. Go back to Magic Kingdom and give that one a six.
Oh, okay. That was your top part.
That was my top part. Not your second. That's where I got confused. I had, on my original ranking system, I gave two sixes and no, anyway.
All
Magic
right.
Kingdom is six. And, yeah, okay, we're good. We're good.
All right. Go Going out to the West Coast. Sorry, that's so okay. Ryan took a left in Albuquerque. Here we go. I'm just messing with you, man. Disneyland.
You ever been to Albuquerque?
Many, many times.
We are like squirrel.
Yeah. ABQ.
Like, what is going on?
Disneyland. I'm going to give it a... I'm giving it a 5.
I gave Disneyland a 6.
I gave it a 4.
Here we go. And so that leaves California Adventure for each of us.
I gave it a 3.
I gave it a 5.
I gave it a 5.
That's interesting to me.
All right. Any arguments or positions as to why? Let's just take our top, why we gave our top score what we did.
Yeah.
So you want to go first, Randy?
I'll kick off since, you know. So I gave Hollywood Studios the 6 overall. I think for me, look, my thing is thrill attractions, and I think that in terms of pure thrill attractions, for me, it has the most, okay? So, you know, everyone's version of thrill is a little bit different, but, you know, the best ride there is Tower of Terror. That's going to that nudges it in a higher direction for a lot of reasons. Yeah. There, right next door, you've got Rock and Roller Coaster, you know, then you've got Millennium Falcon, you know, on the other side of it. You've got Slinky Dog, you've got Toy Story Mania, you've got Rise of the Resistance. I just think in terms of the total number of, when I wake up in the morning and I got to pick my Genie Plus attraction, you know, it's always hard and you're like, what am I going to do? That's the hardest park, I think, to kind of figure that part of it out because you've got too many you want to go for first. So for me, that's why it comes in number one. Coming in number 5 for me is Disneyland. And again, I'm just going on the totality. Look, if Disneyland didn't have Galaxy's Edge, it would score a lot lower.
Yeah.
Like a lot lower. And I think that that just pushes it over the top because of how much it has. And to that degree, I think Disneyland and DCA, they both get a little bit of an unfair advantage in this whole thing because being only two parks compacted together like that, there's a lot of extras that kind of go into it, but it helps it come out higher. And then Magic Kingdom, I put 4 for the totality purposes, yeah. Right?
See, for me, I think Tron, for me at Magic Kingdom, pushed Tron to, for me, the number one attraction park because it has Big Thunder, it has Pirates, it has Haunted Mansion, it's going to have Tiana's Bayou Adventure, it has Carousel of Progress, People Mover, all things that I'm like, I could spend all day and then some at Magic Kingdom doing the attractions, not taking anything away from DCA or Disneyland. Sure. Dude, your point about Hollywood Studios with Tower of Terror, that's such a fantastic attraction. Like, I'm almost tempted.
Shocked to see you put it 3rd.
Because I think when you're talking about...
Or not 3rd, to give it only 3 points, right?
So...
That means you ranked 4th.
Yeah. You see why I'm confused, Dak?
I was really shocked to see you do that.
Well, I think because of the totality of what's in Hollywood Studios. I love Tower. I love Toy Story Mania. I'm kind of like Smuggler's Run. Rise of the Resistance. I am very much like, I don't want to say been there, done that, but we've done it a lot. So I'm like, it doesn't hold that same value to me anymore. I'm okay with where I rank things.
Yeah. And I put my top 2 were Disneyland and then California Adventure after that. I think we've already talked about this, so I won't go too much into it, but I just think from a totality perspective in 1 and 2 parks, I can get almost everything that I can get in all of Disney World as far as the exact same rides plus or a similar version of that ride, right? So for example, Disneyland, I'm going to get, we mentioned already, you know, Galaxy's Edge plus Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railroad plus Big Thunder Mountain plus Pirates plus all the classics, you know, all of that. And then I walk over to DCA and I got the same thing again. I got, you know, is it the exact same as Test Track? No, but I have a Test Track version in, you know,
Radiator Springs Racers.
I get Tower of Terror feel in the Guardians Mission Breakout. It just, to me, I can, you know, I get Soarin' over there in Disney's California Adventure for what they've packed into. And I agree with you, Randy. I think they get a little bit of an unfair advantage when you talk about it in this perspective, that these attractions are just so jam-packed in there. But that's why I ranked them 1 and 2 on my, or 6 and 5 on my list. All right, let's move on to shows. So shows, again, are any type of entertainment value that you're going to see, whether it's a nighttime spectacular, whether it's a live action show. So let's just start at the top. Magic Kingdom. I ranked Magic Kingdom number 6. In other words, I ranked it the highest, right? Like,
you didn't rank it 6. You gave it 6 points.
I gave it 6 points.
We're crying out loud. These people are so confused. They've missed their exit. Yeah. They're in another state. Yeah.
I ranked it. I gave it 6 points. So the most it could take. I know. I'll save my argument as to why for.
Yeah, I think
that's the whole list.
There's no argument. I think we're all going to have the same answer.
No, we're not.
What? No, I gave it a 6.
I gave it a 5.
Okay.
Okay.
I gave it a 5.
Let me tell you there. Let me tell you my opinion on Magic Kingdom and why it ranks a 6 for me. Because if you look at golf, and a lot of times this is used in the golf world, it's like, I'm going to give you Tiger Woods or I'm going to give you the field. I'm going to give you Happily Ever After or I'm going to give you the field. What are you taking? I'm taking Happily Ever After all day long. So to me, I don't care what's in the other parks. Magic Kingdom has Happily Ever After. For me, it's number 6. Or yeah, it's ranked it. It's that, ranked with 6 points.
That logic has bits of reasoning, but seems functionally flawed when the intent was to take the totality of what was offered here, right? You just, you know, if you want to say one trumps everything, you can say that. I don't think it does, particularly because that show can get rained out or canceled out for any given time and reason.
Or it
should get rained out. I mean, listen, I've watched Happily Ever After when the clouds were low, and it was a waste of my time. Yeah. I couldn't see a single explosion in the sky, you know, yeah, like you couldn't see anything. So, but I rank it 5 a lot in part because of Happily Ever After. I also give it a 5 because, you know, you've got the Hall of Presidents there, right? This is the genesis of animatronics. Okay.
Yeah.
You've got all sorts of stuff everywhere that you can kind of, you know, see what's going on there. The parades. No other park does the parades quite like Magic Kingdom does. They're throughout the day. They have stage shows in the middle of the park going on all the time. It's also the only park you see Mickey and Minnie walking around.
Yeah.
Right? Now, you'll see them at Disneyland, I think. But you know, in terms of the Florida parks, that's where they live. So you've got that kind of stuff. So I think it's pretty high up there. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's where they tend to film all of their specials for things. So from a show perspective, you get that high, but we were supposed to save this to the end, so let's keep going to the other parks.
We're all over the map. All right, here we go. Animal Kingdom shows. I gave it 2 points.
I gave it 3.
I gave it a 3 as well.
Yeah, I think it's got some great shows there, but compared to some of the others. All right, Epcot.
4.
3. I gave it a 3. I think there's some great shows in Epcot, but just not totality. Hollywood Studios.
That's my 6.
I gave it a 5.
And I gave it a 5 as well. Great live action shows at Hollywood Studios.
Indiana Jones, Fantasmic, Beauty and the Beast, Frozen.
I think on the whole, and by the way, this makes perfect sense. Remember, it's called Hollywood Studios. Like, this is where the shows come from, yeah, right? In terms of the Florida parks, this is also the one where you see characters actively walking around.
Yeah.
Okay. So the show is coming to you in a lot of cases. You don't see that very much at any of the other parks. It's very rare actually that characters come out and interact. Typically it's a designated meet and greet spot, but instead, you know, we've talked about this before, toy soldiers marching through Toy Story Land, right? Rey and Chewie, Mando and Grogu. Mm-hmm. Stormtroopers, like, you're going to get the whole thing at Hollywood Studios in all sorts of areas.
And you know what I wish they would bring back? Did y'all ever see when, I can't even remember the character's name, but they did the Stormtrooper March. I can't remember what it was, the official name of what that was, but they marched the Stormtroopers and it was led by, dadgum, what's her name?
Captain Phasma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever see that when it was there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was...
It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. All right, let's keep going. Disneyland.
I gave it a 1.
1.
Yep.
Yeah.
Across the board.
For as amazing as that is, as the, you know, one of the flagship, I would call it, parks, they got to step up their game when it comes to the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and then California Adventure.
2.
And I had it as a 4.
I know it's because of your love of World of Color.
World of Color, and then the Avengers Campus shows.
Yeah,
Spider-Man show is there.
I forgot a little bit about that. I think the Spider-Man show is pretty cool. You got the robot flying in the air and stuff like that. But again, when I rank it on the others on everything, meh. You know, I just felt like.
What show are you talking about? Spider-Man show. I know the robot that flies from the building to
that's
building.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. You call that a show?
That's it's why. A show. That's why it's a two.
Okay.
That's why
it's a two. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we kind of already went through this, but any other further arguments? I kind of was in the same mindset, I think, with Ryan. Is just, you know, Happily Ever After. It's just like, I think I might cry if I went to Disney and I could not see that show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like,
not and I'll just, cry not, if I do see the
not
show.
Not cry because
so.
I'm sad. I like angry cry.
Yeah, no, that would be it would be an absolute, it'd be criminal.
Randy, yes. But Randy makes a very compelling argument.
No, I agree.
When you talk about the totality of what's there. I mean, Hollywood Studios has great shows, and I'm tempted to even change my
That was,
my
yeah,
ranking.
I was just going to say, you took the words right
after,
out of my mouth.
After Happily Ever After, I don't watch the parades. See, I don't watch the stage shows there.
And that's the thing about the parades. By the way, listen. They do a lot of them, but I only like two of them, and they're at ticketed events, right? The Halloween and the Christmas parades. I don't like the rest of the parades. I don't watch them.
The Festival of Fantasy?
I don't like cavalcades. I don't like my inability to get places for something I just don't care about. I think it's great for little kids, but for me personally, meh. I never watch stage shows, right? Like,
do you watch
the
Dapper Dans are performing, do you stop and watch?
I will tell you this much, and again, so remember, I gave Magic a 5, okay?
Okay.
Watch the Flag Retreat
when
I was there last time.
Amazing.
The full thing.
Moving.
I mean, and it was, because I'd seen parts of it before, and then we would leave. This time I watched all the way through, which included the, you know, honorary veteran who...
Yes.
Walked the flag out, literally retreated the flag. I was always thinking the flag retreat was just bringing it down the pole, but no, they fold it and then they walk it out and then they walk it down that alley and there's like a whole ceremony and it was moving.
Yeah, it's very moving. So that's what it was for me, is it's not just Happily Ever After, it's the Dapper Dans, it's the PhilharMagic band. I love, like, there was one time my family was like, we're going to go ride rides. And I'm like, I'm just going to chill in the park. And like, literally, it was like one of those Disney moments where I'm just sitting there by myself in front of the castle and the marching band comes through and they start playing like right in front of the castle. It was like a core memory for me. I was just like, dude, this is one of the most Disney-esque moments I think I've ever had in the parks. It was so great.
I guess
so
a question great. For you is, do you count things like Hall of Presidents and Carousel of Progress as a show or an attraction?
According to our attraction ranking tournament, Carousel of Progress was an attraction.
An attraction.
Hall of Presidents was an attraction that did not make the tournament because it was not good enough.
But you see what I'm saying terms of what we're talking about? I mean, I actually would consider those to be... I literally consider them to be shows, right?
There's no argument for me.
Country Bears, Hall of Presidents, Carousel of Progress. I put in the shows one. I didn't consider them for this, but, you know, I think it's an important point to bring up.
So I think, yeah, overall, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, 5-6, 6-5, man, both are great.
You know, Randy, why don't you go on and change my score?
All right.
Put Hollywood Studios number one. Give it 6 points.
Why not? Let's just completely go off the rails.
He makes a good argument. No, because...
I control the spreadsheet here, buddy.
And as much as I love Happily... I mean, again, to my golf analogy, like if it's Happily Ever After in the field, I'm taking Happily Ever After. But as a park, Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. I love it.
And that's where I'm at. Like, how do you get past Stunt Spectacular? We talked about in our previous episode, singing along with Frozen when we did the music stuff, right?
Show.
I mean, like, how do you get past that?
Yeah.
Guys, Muppets in 3D.
Oh, gosh. Moving on to food.
Let's give Beauty and the Beast stage show.
Yeah,
I have teared
good.
Up on that show. That's a good, good show. I haven't seen it in a while, but it's a good show.
Yeah.
Fantasmic's a good show.
And then they literally do things like independently throughout the parks. You know, you've got the nighttime show actually on the Chinese Theater at the end.
Fantasmic is at Hollywood.
Fantasmic has returned. Yeah. It's absolutely outstanding in this huge amphitheater. You know, in Galaxy's Edge, not just the characters walking around, but they'll kind of put on a little bit of show when they come out of, you know, the TIE Interceptor there or the shuttle and they're walking down. It's just so cool.
Yeah. No, I agree. I just, yeah. All right. It's a hard argument. I would not discredit anything you guys are saying because everything is right on point. Okay, here we go. Food. So again, this is everything, right? This is a total review yep. of their food
Absolutely.
And what they have to offer, restaurants down to the little food carts.
Yep, this is where some parks that have been shining are about to hurt real bad.
Yes, yes, I would agree.
Magic Kingdom, I give it a one.
Yeah,
it is the worst.
I gave it a three. 3 points for Magic for me. We'll get into our arguments
mm-hmm.
at the
end.
I gave it a four.
What?
What are you eating? Again. Pecos Bill? Pinocchio House?
No.
Hang on.
Listen.
Let's go through our
We're
ratings.
Talking about snacks. Like, all right, I got...
What snacks do they have you can't get elsewhere?
I got LeFou's Brew. I got cheeseburger spring rolls. Oh, I got Sleepy Hollow, which I love. I got Columbia Harbor House, which I love.
Okay, that's why I gave it a three.
Yeah.
It does have some redeemable value on some level.
When I compare it to the others, I just can't rank it higher than last.
All right, here we go. Animal Kingdom.
This is what I have Animal Kingdom last. 1 point.
I gave it a two.
Interesting. Okay. I gave it a four.
Really?
Yeah.
All because of Satouli Canteen?
It has unique things that you can't get in other places, specifically at Satouli Canteen and right outside at Pongo Pongo, right, where I can get my lumpia and my night blossom. You know, this is where we discovered the colossal Mickey cinnamon roll. You've got all sorts of stuff through Africa. In terms of the desserts and pastries, you get unique things at the confectionery counters you don't find in the other parks. For the small footprint that the park part is, so I'm not including all the, you know, savannah and stuff like that, but for that small footprint, it brings a big punch.
Yeah. Yeah, some other...
Lacking in ADR restaurants, for sure. I'll give you that one. But in terms of, you know, if I had to be in a park and it's time to eat, there's something that I'm always ready to go to in Animal Kingdom where I get to most of the other parks other than... Well, I'll talk about it later, but I get to some of the other parks and I'm like, well, I can't think of what I would even... I don't even want anything.
I know Yak and Yetis and Tiffin's get some love from a lot of people, but...
And let's not forget Rainforest Cafe, a restaurant that is so good that it's outside the park.
No, it's half inside.
I mean, you can get... There's a secret entrance there. That's about the redeeming value of Rainforest Cafe.
True.
Yeah.
True.
All right. Here we go. Epcot.
Oh, this is easy.
This should be easy. I think it's a six.
I gave it a five.
Dude. What?
Yeah, I gave it a five.
On what planet?
On the planet
of
Dak.
I'm gonna be excited to see how you put your Disneyland snacks ahead of the smorgasbord that Epcot offers.
All right. Thankfully, we get to all have our own opinions without the other two jumping on one another's case.
But sometimes your opinions are just wrong, Dan.
Even though someone ranked Magic Kingdom a four.
You gave it a three. Come on, let's not be too crazy now.
I gave it a one.
Of all the times we go there, and you're like,
I love Epcot.
You got to get your school bread. Did you forget about your school bread?
No, I did not. No, listen, I'm not saying this was an easy decision, but I'm just saying for me, for a totality of what the park has to offer, I gave it a five.
It's okay. I mean, 6-5-6, Epcot wins the food category. Yeah. So. Yeah.
I mean, Hollywood.
can you argue that Epcot, that they don't have the best ADR options?
I would say they do not have the best. That's why I ranked it a five. I think that would be pretty self-explanatory, right? If I thought that they ranked it the best, then I would give it a six.
He's the one that said he looked at the app before he did this. So I don't know.
And you removed all of the resorts from the equation. You're looking just at what's in the park
Correct.
As an ADR option.
I mean, there's like 12 things to choose from, all of different cuisines that all offer exceptional food and service. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Mexico, France, O Canada, as a whole.
The best steakhouse in all of the Disney.
By saying anywhere. That Jordan is better than Kobe doesn't make Kobe a bad player. It just means that I like Jordan better. That's all we're getting at here. Like, I'm not saying that Epcot is trash and I'd rather eat out of the dumpster. I'm like just saying I ranked it a 5 out of 6. If we could do points,
who thought this would be the one that we'd all gang up on? This would be it.
Would rank it a 5.9. It is a phenomenal food. I go to Epcot for the food.
Okay.
I do not go to Epcot for the rides. I love Epcot food, for the record.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
For my... Well, we'll keep moving on. Hollywood Studios.
I gave it a 2.
This was my 1.
I gave it a 2. Let me defend that real fast. Hollywood Studios, I have not... The snack options are really bad there, in my opinion. Sci-fi is amazing. I haven't eaten anywhere else, though, at Hollywood. I haven't done the Brown Derby. I haven't done Hollywood and Vine. I haven't done the... What's the other buffet there? Or is that Hollywood and Vine?
Hollywood and Vine's the buffet.
Is that the buffet? Okay, yeah. So the Brown Derby, we haven't done the Brown Derby.
Then there's the 50s.
The 50s prime time.
Yeah. Mama Melrose is back there. Mm-hmm.
Rizzo's Pizza.
Pizza Rizzo.
Yeah.
For a quick service. You know, one of the things that I have not spent a lot of time and I did recently at Hollywood was I kind of discovered some of the places over there by Tower and... Rock and Roller Coaster. There's actually 3, you know, quick service mobile order places where you can get some stuff. And I thought it was fine. You know, they had a foot long all beef hot dog. You can get it with chili, without chili. There's pizza you can order, you know, all sorts of things, some good drinks, including some frozen drinks, right? I think there's more to Hollywood than I've previously given credit, but I will say that, you know, it's probably... I could almost flip-flop between a 1 and a 2 between Magic and Hollywood in terms of food. Like, when we get there, I'm literally thinking first thing in the morning, what am I going to have for lunch? And I'm already dreading making that choice. I just can't eat at the ABC Commissary one more time. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the... That's not bad. It's not a bad quick service.
Not good.
It's great when it's raining. It's probably the best place to eat when it's raining in Hollywood.
No, that's true. And I will say, when we were there in January, those shrimp tacos were pretty good.
Yeah, you know.
They weren't bad.
You know, my problem with the quick service stuff is sometimes there's the lack of being able to customize some of those foods. They put things in there that I just will not eat. And so, but we're not finished. All right. The Disneyland.
So Disneyland is my 6. Yep,
this is your 6.
Do you want me to defend that now or wait?
I have it at 5.
I gave it a 3.
Defend yourself, Dak.
I like all of the options there. I love the Holly Jolly Cafe. I love the Golden Horseshoe. I love the Cafe Orleans. Man, that Monte Cristo. I think that's what it is there's just go to, and there is at Epcot too. Like I said, me, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if those got flip-flopped.
I think, and I probably am not giving it quite as much credit. I probably transpose a little bit of my Magic Kingdom thoughts onto Disneyland because of how similar they are, including in food. You know, I remember growing up always wanting to eat at the Blue Bayou, finally ate at the Blue Bayou. It wasn't very good, right? Like, it was way overpriced. The hardest part about the whole meal was I couldn't see any of it. Like, literally, like, I'm staring at my plate and I'm like, it's so dadgum dark in here, I can't see what I'm eating. And I pick something up and I'm like, oh, that's an octopus tentacle. That wasn't part of the description.
Right.
Luckily, my 4-year-old at the time decided he was going to chow down on it and he had a great time. but I don't know. I think it's fair. I know there's things that you like there, and you know,
fried chicken at the Plaza Inn, love it.
Yes, and that, you know, that doesn't move. The Monte Cristo, you know, we went twice. The first time was amazing. The second time was very mediocre for me, right? And so the inconsistency kind of. So I just kind of group with that Magic, but I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I still think that Epcot's better.
Yeah. So do me a favor. I actually got my give Disneyland a 3 for me. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's, again, Cafe Orleans, amazing, but and the chicken. That's pretty good too.
Yeah.
But again, those are two options.
I think that a lot of this comes down to, and Randy, you kind of alluded this to this in your comments, is just like, what was your experience there? It's so crazy how your experience at a food place, not even necessarily about the taste of the food, but just your overall experience while you're there can impact how you feel about the restaurant. Right?
I think
and that goes across the board. Like
you hit the nail on the head. Yeah.
Wherever you go, right? Wherever you go, the experience that you have, the, you know, cast member or the waitress or whatever it is, I think has a huge impact on how you feel about that restaurant.
You hit the nail 100%, I think, on the head there, right? And you know, I think about Cafe Orleans, right? And I remember that we waited and almost an hour for our reservation to be able to go and sit. And they're like, well, we don't know how to put tables together. And I'm just like, to me, my mind is like, I was so hungry that I start. That's the part where you're like, well, I'm not even hungry anymore. And that's how you know you're angry hungry.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And so maybe the Monte Cristo was good that time. But at this point, I was so upset. Yeah. I'm like, how, you know, it's that episode of Seinfeld, right? Yes. You know.
I have a reservation.
Anyone can take a reservation. It's the holding the reservation.
That's right. All right. So to finish out this round, California Adventure, I put that's my four. I gave it 4 points.
Okay.
I gave it a 5.
And I also gave it a 5. You know, I think a little bit in the pregame when you guys were talking about some of the stuff there, I thought, you know, hey, there is more there than I thought.
You gave it a 5?
I gave it a 5. Yeah. You know, we ate at the place kind of on the water.
Yeah, the Lamplight Lounge. Yeah,
the Lamplight Lounge.
Highly recommend.
I thought it was a great experience, and they were accommodating because we didn't have an ADR, right?
Right. Like
we just last second said, hey, can you find a spot? And somehow not only did they find us a spot, it was on the water. They could have shoved us next to the bar. So, again, it goes to your experience and how things go.
I agree. That was a great experience. And my experience with just this past Christmas at the Carthay Circle restaurant was probably a top 5 dining experience I've ever had at Disney. So I mean, for me, Disney California Adventure is a really, really, I mean, 5 is a solid 5.
Yeah. The only reason why it wasn't ranked higher for me is, and I could, because I put Disneyland at my 6, I wasn't going to let Epcot drop any further. And so that's why it 4 for me with California Adventure. All right. So Randy's tallying up our totals.
Interesting.
And that's what I like. Once you actually total these out, I found when I did this on my own, it's an interesting set of findings as far as what we would consider to be our best overall U.S. Disney park.
So why don't I kind of share the results per each category first?
Okay.
Right? You know, in the attractions category, the park that comes out on top is Disneyland. Right. Total of 15 points altogether and followed very closely by Magic Kingdom at 14. Makes a lot of sense considering the similarities. Right. California Adventure at 13 points. Hollywood Studios at 12. Epcot way down there at 6. And, you know, Animal Kingdom only got 3. So top winner in the attractions category is Disneyland. Then
that's a little surprising.
It is.
When you move over to the shows category, the top vote getter there is going to be Hollywood Studios at 17.
Of course.
Followed by Magic Kingdom at 16. And then Epcot at 11. Hmm. And then a tie for fourth place between California Adventure and Animal Kingdom with 8. And then in last place there is Disneyland, only 3. And so food is really kind of where this starts to come down to where is it going to shake out. So top overall in food is Epcot at 17 points, followed by California Adventure at 14, Disneyland at 12, Magic Kingdom at 8, Animal Kingdom at 7, and Hollywood Studios at 5.
Okay.
So if you're following all together then, the last place in terms of what's the best Disney park in the United States, it is not Animal Kingdom. That's not really the best park. Surprise, surprise.
Not the worst park.
It's the worst park.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it the worst park. There's no worst park.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is the last
you
said, ranked.
Hey, you got to go to Animal Kingdom today. I might give you a hug.
In half a second, right? But this is the last ranked of the six American Disney parks, okay?
Yeah.
Total of 18 points. Okay. So it comes in sixth place. In fifth place, this is a surprise. In fifth place with 30 points. So last place had 18 points. Fifth place jumps to 30 points. So the top of these rankings actually is pretty close, guys. Fifth place is Disneyland.
Really?
Wow, I'm shocked.
Wow.
And what hurts Disneyland is the shows.
Shows.
Yeah.
That's where it hurts the most. A tie for third place is, with 34 points, is Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Really?
Tied for third place with 34 points each.
Okay.
So your second place top park with 35 points, what do you think?
Magic.
Is it Magic?
California Adventure.
Okay. Wow.
I'm happy with that.
So you know what, fellas? This is the thing, and I think this is the same thing that we always tell people when they say, hey, what's the best park? Our answers are typically an adult default to, if you can only go to one park, you need to go to Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom's top winner, 38 points.
Okay.
So a little bit of separation there, right? But, you know, it came in second in attractions. It came in second in shows. And it came in fourth in food. And somehow that equaled the top spot at 38 points, Magic Kingdom.
That's crazy.
But to your point, I mean, there's only an 8-point spread between the first place and the fifth place.
Yeah.
They're all pretty close.
They're all pretty close, which tells you that you can't go wrong when you pick a Disney park.
And it also tells me that on my Magic Kingdom day, I need to leave Magic Kingdom and go get lunch somewhere else.
Which, by the way, is exactly what I do. I get on a boat and go to the Polynesian. That's and right. I have some pulled pork nachos over at the Polynesian. So...
go for some pulled pork nachos right now.
Oh, man, that sounds so good.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, guys, so great show. Man, that's some surprising results a little bit to me, just how that all shaked out.
So here, I guess, real fast, here's my question. Do you think that the Disney executives know Animal Kingdom is not keeping up with the other five parks?
Yeah, I do. And
despite the fact they put in Pandora recently in.
Listen, the D23 discussion where... they didn't even have any details, but they felt like, hey, we've got to say we're doing something about Animal Kingdom, tells you they know that they got to up the game there if they want it to be a little bit more competitive in this stage, right? As it stands, it's not really a full-day park. How do we know it's not a full-day park? It doesn't have full-day hours, ever. Like, ever, right? It may be the park to open the earliest on some days with those extra magic hours sometimes opening at 7:30, but it's never open past 6, 7 at the absolute latest, right? Yeah. It's just not a full day park, and there's a lot of reasons that go into that. I think the attractions really hurt it. There's just, you need more to do that doesn't involve just sitting and looking. And unfortunately with the animals, that's really all you get, right? I love the safari. I go on it every time that I can, but it's the same safari. I've now seen it probably 30 times, and... like, I'm almost better at finding the animals than the tour guide is at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Although, I still can't get some of the names of them right. One would think I'd figure that out by now. But, you know, they got to up the game in the attraction category. And I think that they can do better in the shows category. They've got a couple great stage shows in Nemo and Festival of the Lion King. But, man, I'm still holding Kite Tales against them.
Yeah.
Well,
that was just such an absolute waste and joke that, and it disturbed my lunch. I'm still upset about it.
Well, the Finding Nemo show is the only show I've ever walked out on at Disney.
Really?
Yeah. My whole family, we just weren't into it. It went on too long. And
it is too long.
I think about 15 minutes in, we're like, there's no end in sight. So we're just going to get up.
Yeah, Nemo just got caught.
I know.
We're 30 like, minutes in.
We just got up and left. It just
listen, here's this. I'm going to tell you, you want to know what the real redeeming quality of the Nemo show is? My opinion, Animal Kingdom is the hottest of all of the parks.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got the most black asphalt that you're walking on, and that reflects really hard. So I always feel overheated. and it is a great air conditioned theater that you can almost always get into. And so I rank it a little higher for that reason. Just if I need a nap, I can do it.
Randy's nap and air conditioning. There you go.
All right. So magical scenario, despite where our rankings fell today, so don't feel like you have to base it on that. But if you, I mean, here it is, the ultimate Disney scenario. If someone came to you and said, let's go to the park right now, and you can choose one of these six parks, where are you going? Based on your overall feel of attraction, shows, and food.
Not just based off how I feel right now in this moment.
Sure.
Because
we're off the rails on this show anyway.
It would be a little different for me. Like if you asked me right now, where would you go? Where do you want to go?
I think I can guess.
Where do you think I'd go?
I think Randy's going to Epcot.
Yeah, I'm not going there, actually.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd want to do Guardians.
No, I want to go to California Adventure.
Oh. Okay.
Honestly, that was going to be my vote as well.
And the reason why is because I've been to Epcot twice already this year. It's only March, right? Actually, I've been more than twice, but I've spent multiple days there, but two separate trips. Like, I just have a hankering for some Web Slingers. I got a hankering for some Incredicoaster. You know, I want to, there's some food I'd like to eat. I'd like to enjoy the weather. I want to go to the Tivon Collection and, you know, see if I can help out my friend Rocket for a change. That's where I would go today. But if you were to ask me based on my overall, like, where would you go? Yeah, I'm going to go to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, I would go to DCA as well. I just, if you said, where are you going right now today? I'd say, let's go. Let's go to California Adventure. I love that park with the amount of attractions that they've kind of grouped in there that gives me an overall, what I would call Disney experience across the parks. I think that DCA offers all of that. And I love the food there. I'd get me a Schmoozies. Get me a nice little Schmoozies shake right now and,
you know, stand in line for an hour for your mobile order.
Take it, man. I'll take it.
I would for too. Some they still have that blood orange shake.
Oh, they do.
My gosh, it's so delicious.
Yeah, that was a delicious
shake.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, where are you going?
You know, so based on my rankings, my rankings, Magic Kingdom was my favorite, followed by a tie with Epcot and DCA. I probably, if you were to ask me right now, where would you want to go? I'd go to Magic. Probably stop at Polynesian and get some pulled pork nachos first.
You're locked in.
We're talking about that. Yeah. But, you know, just, hey, I want to go. I want to ride Pirates. Let's do some Big Thunder. Let's get on Tron. Let me hop on Carousel of Progress and, you know, go do. I just, I'm feeling Magic right now. So that's probably where I would go.
And, you know, one of the things what we didn't do in any of our rankings is we didn't base some of our rankings off of convenience to other things, right? I think if you do that, frankly, Magic Kingdom probably runs away with this like no one's business, right? If you wanted to talk about, hey, food options, look, Magic can shoot through the roof if I don't have to stay on property.
Right.
Because I have easy access to three resorts right there who all have great food options that I can get escape to and is not going to take significant amount of time to get back and forth, right? That I think is an element that in a future time maybe we want to evaluate a little bit more on a different ranking of, you know, what's the overall best park to visit based off of certain different criteria beyond this, but it's something to consider.
Yeah. I agree.
And even your connection to other parks, right? I would argue Magic offers one of the better ones just because your Epcot monorail can now connect you to the Skyliner, right?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree for sure.
This was fun.
Well, great show today, guys. I thought this would be a fun way to, rank out the parks. Overall lesson or takeaway from today, I would say, is you can't go wrong.
And like, also, really and also explain the rules better from the beginning.
and we really do love Dak.
We'll break out the crayons for Ryan next time so he can stay on point with us.
You hear ranking, I'm like, well, I'm ranking it, you know, first, second, third, and it's like, no, it's points. What? Okay, I get it. All no, good. I'm the one that, I was the weak link in today's show, so.
All right, great show.
Great show.
Bye.
A lot of fun.